I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
Look at the size of that boy's head. I'm not kidding. It's like an orange in a toothpaste.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
It's summer now. They told me this would be temporary.
It cannot end soon enough.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. This is it, folks. We did it. We're in our final evening together. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening over these past 3.5 months. We just had
Ethan, can you hear me? Ethan, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't think Ethan's there.
No, come on.
A little bit of a prank on the last show. Hey! Look, the last four months.
You had me nervous. I know. And I was like, what a way to start.
Months, the last 4 months of wild technology situations that we had to deal with. I think one night you Morse coded your comments in onto the show, and so that was awkward.
I sent them by telegram. I mean, there are a lot of ways that we want to do it. But first, we want to congratulate all the state of Utah, but especially the Nightside Project. We were called in to fight the coronavirus. The KSL News Radio is very clear. They said, we need you guys to defeat this coronavirus, as President Trump calls it, the invisible enemy.
It's not the Chinese virus anymore?
I like invisible enemy. It's just more dramatic.
It does. You know what? If we don't have a movie by the end of all this that's called The Invisible Enemy and it's starring Donald Trump, I mean, I'll be really disappointed. We've got
there
so many things.
There will be no justice.
We're taking your text messages, and they're going to be full on. If you want to send your complaints to anybody here at Broadcast House, we will forward them all on 57500. The Nightside Project is once again going to be off the air after tonight.
I'll tell
for
you,
the third time it's going to be taken off the air. But you
we
know what?
We are the Michael Jordan of Utah radio shows.
Yeah,
we just
and this is our
retire.
I don't know if this is our final form. We don't know if this is our final form. We just keep getting better at not caring about this, and we just keep doing radio shows. So, on behalf of the people who in the building today forgot that this was the Nightside Project's last evening, it was very fitting that you forgot that we were going to be doing this for the last time. You're welcome that we've propped up this radio station for the last few months doing the Nightside Project.
We've got so many things.
Look, a lot of people requesting any of our Steve stimulus commercials. I'm assuming if he's paid his bills, he's going to be on the show quite often this evening. It's going to be the last time he's going to be able to be on there. But, you know, we want to say thanks to all the people who have supported us through all this. In the meantime, Ethan, we do have an actual show to get through. So
we do, and we actually have a pretty major headline, and that is that Utah has fallen below 500 average daily new COVID-19 cases. We may be on the verge of a major breakthrough, which is exactly what we were hoping to get out of the Nightside
Project.
Well,
no, this is the only thing that we were called in for.
Of course, you know, we wanted to hit that by August 1st. That was kind of the state goal, and it looks like we are right there. And
so what did that mean? What was the state goal then? By August 1st?
The 500 average daily new, that we dipped below the 500
and we hit right on 500 today. Does that seem a little bit
on the
coincidental?
Nose?
I mean, that's what I'm asking you. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy in there, but because I'm excited. We basically did this on our own.
The Nightside Project gets 100% of the credit.
I'll take all the credit.
But we also do want to carve out a little bit of credit.
To whom?
We want to thank Salt Lake County. Salt Lake County really stepped up. And Target, Walmart, Home Depot, Costco, and all those other retailers have stepped up and insisted. So thank you, Salt Lake County. Thank you to our big retailers and our great local businesses who said, hey, they all saw the same thing, and that is, hey, if I want my local business to survive, then I'm going to open up with a mask request. That was exactly the right thing. So congratulations, you guys. Hopefully this sticks. We're going off the air, so we can't vouch for the numbers next week.
Well, listen, and if they go down, I will take credit still for all the work we've done over the last few weeks, because obviously those are going to be numbers that are coming in, kind of over this. We had a rough spot there through the middle, too, where we thought we were going to be doing the Nightside Project till the end of time.
Yeah.
But we said, listen, we don't want to do that. We can't do that. We need to make sure to keep those numbers low. That's what we're called in to do. So
that's right, man.
Send your thank yous to 57500. I'll read them over the air to Ethan. Just like little whisperings in his ear. So he just loves to hear those congratulations and a job well done. I just want to say, though, it is kind of interesting, though, to see all these numbers and to wonder where we're going to be over the next few weeks, because there's this weird, interesting thing going on, too, in the world of sports, where we're just marching forward and pretending like everything's good. Like, hey, everything's great. And then, like, baseball's all, we're all getting sick over here. We're like, shut up, baseball. We got stuff going on over here. Hey, we got positive things going on over here. The Jazz won game one, okay? And then baseball's like,
we're doing it.
College football today starts announcing all these schedules, and the Pac-12 goes, I mean, we're excited about all these games that are going to be played.
Right, right.
Baseball's like, learn from me.
Well, you know what the wild card is, right, Alex?
What is it?
I mean, the wild card is school. We don't know, when kids start going back to school, that's going to be the wild card. We don't know what's going to happen there. A lot of people expect that we're going to see another round of increase. But, you know, that just depends on you and me, right? All that depends on you and me and how well we've taught our kids, how tight we keep things. And if we could keep things real tight, then I think we ought to be able to do it. We ought to be able to continue this trend. So
we got a couple things going on here. It is Friday, so we do have to have a couple things that work into it, and that is we do need to have a first world problems. Brandon is requesting one last who asked you.
Oh,
by the way,
yeah.
That's a blast of the past there. We haven't even thought
it
about it. One, because we don't want to encourage the passing of COVID-19 over
through
borrowed cell phones, which is what we assume people are calling on. From the night into the Nightside Project. Hey, man, can I borrow your phone on like the tracks or something? Those are mostly.
But you know what, though? This kind of underscores how much things have changed over the years, because we used to do Who Asked You? It was a call-in thing. Everyone called in. What did we do? Everyone got a minute, or everyone got 30 seconds
or
something like that.
We're like, Billy, who asked you? And they're like, I hate the Nightside Project. And we're like, All right,
thanks. And everyone got a fixed amount of time. So, and that was a fun segment that we did. We took a lot of calls. But when was the last time you heard anyone call into any radio station? I mean, it's just...
No,
the radio calls have just gone away.
I know. And part of the thing is, too, is that, I mean, we've asked people not to come into the building, and so we have, like, the fewest amount of, like, support staff on the planet. And then throw in the fact that we are an evening show. So... We don't have that kind of a, like, they're like, a call screener? Ha, ha, ha. You remember, we used to just take calls.
We used to take calls, but we put them right on the air.
You remember, I would screen them right here in the booth. We had the phone next to the thing. I'd be like, we're going to take your calls, and if our producer picks it up, and then I would turn my mic off, you would start talking, and I would start answering the phone quietly and be like, hello, this is the Nightside Project. This is producer Craig. all right.
Holy cow.
5750.
I remember that.
It says your last show in 2016 was way sadder. You guys are stoked tonight. Listen, I'm not stoked. Ryan, listen. Here's the good news about the 2016 thing. There was a lot of questions going on. We didn't know what we were going to be doing in the future. I mean, we were both employed here technically, but we didn't know what we were going to be doing. Since then, I've moved. I've pivoted into a sports role, which, again, could absolutely blow up at any time, considering the way sports are going right now. But also, yes, I will say this. Ethan and I have essentially been working two jobs over this entire thing. And that's the part where I put it on management's shoulders for a massive thank you and a big you're welcome from us, because I ordered on the company credit card tonight pizza for the team.
Oh, yeah.
Ethan turned it down. I offered to send it to his house. He said... I don't need your fat man's pizza. And I thought, you know what? This is weird. At the beginning of all of this, if you'll recall, Ethan, our entire show, I mean, we have a 2-hour show every night. We did an hour and 45 minutes every night, basically, on the breakfast cake that you invented.
Yeah.
And we haven't talked about breakfast cake in a few months.
No.
And part of that's because is you had a boy, the diabetes came back hard onto you, didn't it?
I had a real serious sit down with Dr. Clark. And
he goes, "What have you been eating in the morning? Because the numbers here say your blood's made of frosting."
He sat down. He came in, sat down. He had the mask on. He put his clipboard on his lap and kind of crossed his arms over it.
And he said,
looked me right in the eyes and said, "Ethan, I want you to tell me about breakfast cake."
He goes, "Hey, listen, I want to know something. How is it that you're able to celebrate somebody's birthday every day? Your chart has one. There's actually only confetti sprinkles that have been showing up on your numbers." So,
hey, all right. Can I do a quick? Are we going to a break? Because let me tell you something else I wanted to do tonight.
Listen, hey, between you and me, Ethan, I kind of don't care what happens tonight. Okay. You know what I mean?
All right.
Like in the break, we're gonna have to be playing these commercials that have been keeping the station afloat over the last time. We want to thank all of our sponsors: Steve's Stimulus Barn, Steve's Stimulus Fireworks. All the other commercials that will not be named because it's inappropriate mostly. We want to thank you for keeping the station afloat during this time.
I got flooded today with Zen headlines from people. And so I want to just hit as many of those as possible. So let's do this. I know we got to take a break.
Yes.
So when we come back for our second segment, among the things we'll do, let's check in with Steve, probably America's greatest entrepreneur. And we'll also do a Zen Headlines part of our regular program.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound?
This one pretty much sums up the entire show over the last few months. Good to have you back. Happy trails. Appreciate the text, 57500. Keep those coming in. The final night of the Nightside Project on the air. Monday, we go back to just whatever the other boring stuff is. Oh, wait, I'm on those shows that are happening on Monday as well. So stay with us. So much more to go on the program. We got, hey, final night of the Nightside Project. You got to hang out with us tonight. First World Problems, guest appearances by Ethan and myself. And we'll see you on the flip side here. Stay with us.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.